for the first time in National Football League history, it'll be a home game for one of the Super Bowl teams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers punched their ticket to the big game with a 31-26 victory over Green Bay in the NFC title tilt. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to connect and hear the show and download it, hear the podcasts, and give to help support it at the all-new WWIB.com. Tampa Bay Bucks place kicker Ryan Succop chipped in with 7 of those 31 points with 4 extra points and a 46-yard field goal. The 34-year-old former South Carolina Gamecock is back at home and on the phone with me from Tampa, Florida. Ryan, welcome to S&C today. Heard these last few days since you guys qualified for the Super Bowl have been kind of crazy for you, huh?
Yeah, what an amazing couple of days. Obviously, really exciting time, and it is. It's certainly, I don't think I've ever had so many text messages or phone calls from, people in your life that, some of them you've heard from a lot, some of them you hadn't heard from in a while, but it's pretty neat to kind of see everybody reaching out and supporting you, and just trying to get everything in line, trying to get tickets ready for family, and just all the things that you do getting ready for the Super Bowl. So it's been an exciting few days.
Yeah, I bet. So you guys become the first team in history to play the Super Bowl in your home stadium. You feel like this is a big advantage for your club?
You know, it is. It's pretty interesting. Obviously, being the first team ever to play the Super Bowl at home, kind of unprecedented. So we're excited about that. We're excited to have our fans here, and obviously not having to travel is nice. We'll get to use our facility, and hopefully that'll help, and we'll have a good couple weeks here to get prepared, and hopefully be ready to go here in about 2 weeks.
Yep. Okay, so talk about the successful trip to Lambeau on Sunday for that NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it was obviously a great win for our team. Our team has really it's just been such a great journey seeing our guys come together, and the way that we've played as of late here and really all season, it's been a blessing to be a part of. And that was certainly a special win. Lambeau is a really, really special place, and so much great history up there in Lambeau for getting to play the Packers. And so anytime you get to go to such a special place like that and get a win, it just kind of makes it that much better. And ton of respect for the Packers, ton of respect for Green Bay, the people up there, and it was a great win for our squad, so we were really excited about that.
Yeah, and as you prepped for that game, a big storyline was the weather up here, how cold it was going to be, how much that would affect you guys. Talk to me about that and how much of a concern the weather was for you as a team and for you specifically as a place kicker.
Well, certainly anytime you have wind and cold and obviously those types of things definitely make kicking more challenging. But it's something that, fortunately I've been able to, I played in Kansas City for a long time, and, even in Tennessee, you get to get some cold out there. So, I've done that before, and, fortunately we were able to go up there, and I was just really proud of how our whole team handled it. And, we handled the elements well, and, we didn't let it affect us, and we went out and played a great game.
Yeah. And your club seemed to be, Ryan, in attack mode all afternoon. Was the idea coming up here to put the home team back on its heels and keep them playing from behind?
I think that's all of that stuff is kind of the mentality of our head coach and really our whole team. And that those are decisions that those guys make. And my job is really just to focus on what I can do, which is go out and try to make each and every kick. And so it was exciting. I thought our team was ready to go. I thought we played a great game, and it was really, really, really a great day for us.
Yeah, and that long TD pass by Tom at the end of the first half with, a second or two left in the clock, that was a dagger in the Packers' backs.
Yeah, it was a great play for us. I thought it really gave us a lot of momentum going into the half, and obviously anytime you can get points on the board against a great Packers team is huge. And so that was really special for us, really a great play for our team, and I'm glad that our guys went out and made a great play.
I don't think anybody's surprised that in Tom Brady's first year down there, you're going to go to the Super Bowl. Talk about this legendary quarterback, future Hall of Famer. How does he change, you know, the culture, the climate of a football team? What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Tom is an unbelievable player. He's a great leader. It's been really cool to see what makes him so successful, and to get to see that in person, honestly, it's been just a pleasure to get to play with Tom. And man, it's something that you kind of have to pinch yourself sometimes and go, man, I'm playing with the greatest guy to ever play this position, and really probably the greatest football player ever. And you know, what an honor it is to get to play with Tom. And it's really cool to see his leadership and see what he brings to our team. It's been a blessing to get to play with him, no question.
Yeah, you're 34 years old, and Tom Brady's almost 10 years older than you. you sometimes just sit back and are amazed by what this guy can do at 43.
Oh, it's amazing. Obviously, he puts all the work in, takes great care of his body, and you know, it's amazing. You would never in a million years think that he's 43 years old the way that he's playing, and it's just incredible to see, and it's a testament to him and the way that he's worked.
Yeah, well, you're no spring chicken, but you're playing great too. Ryan Succop, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers place kicker. Spent 5 years with the Chiefs, so you're playing your old team. We'll talk about that coming up. 6 years at Tennessee, then got hurt, had surgery, knee surgery, and maybe the end of your career, but you signed on with Tampa just before the season, and we'll visit about that journey with the Bucs this year on our next sports and commentary with you, Ryan. So we're going to ask you to come back, all right?
Okay, that sounds great.